C.S. Lewis spoke about two opposite errors we tend towards regarding the devil and his demons. Either we make too much of them, or we live as though they don't even exist. And friends, either error is of equal pleasure to the devil. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and we're considering what the Bible tells us about the devil and his deceptions. So let's consider that first error, excessive interest in demons. Now, I grew up in churches fixated on the supernatural. We read Frank Peretti fiction novels where towns were controlled by demons who were inhabiting all its residents. Naturally, this led us to worry about who in our own midst might be a pawn of Satan. What do you think? Is this an unhealthy fixation? When you open up Mark's gospel, it reveals that people can be possessed. In fact, it's chock full of exorcisms. Jesus arrives on the scene, proclaiming the gospel of God. He's saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Mark 1, 14 and 15. And after rounding up a few disciples, Jesus goes to a synagogue, and they invite the new preacher to come fill the pulpit. It's Jesus' first preaching gig in Mark. And he's preaching, and you know what happens? A man interrupts Jesus, screaming, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." A man possessed by a demon is in the church service and he's going crazy. I don't know what I'd do if a possessed man started screaming at me while I was preaching. We haven't drawn up a plan of action for that. But this scene reveals that there are folks, even church folks, who are the targets of the demonic. And I've talked to missionaries who've encountered this. So Peretti is not all out to lunch. We need to take seriously the demonic, because the Bible reveals they are out to destroy our neighbors. We must not make that second error by avoiding talking about them. But the churches I grew up in made the first error. What do you mean, Joel? A person would come in, struggling with sin or shame or anything, and they would regularly be told, "Oh, this is the demonic." We spent so much time attributing all a person's problems to the demonic, we lost sight of the human beings right in front of us. And you know what happens when you lose sight of that human being right in front of you, made in God's image? You lose sight of their need to repent and believe in the gospel, what Jesus was preaching. The very thing King Jesus went proclaiming would set us free. Let me ask you, whose work of deception do you think that is? The kingdom of Satan, friends, is very busy in our day because it sees its days are numbered. As we see in that synagogue scene where this demon speaks up. Isn't it interesting you don't find this sort of thing happening in the Old Testament? It's only when Jesus arrives on the scene, preaching the gospel, that the forces of darkness start getting really unsettled because this demon gets it. Jesus coming threatens his whole fraternity. He thinks that this means judgment day for Satan's kingdom. And Jesus demonstrates the realm of darkness is no match for him. He commands the demon to be silent and to come out of the man, and the demon does. And do you know how the crowd responds? Listen to verse 27. They say, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Did you catch that? The crowd is as blown away by Jesus' teaching of the gospel as they are by his exorcism. This text tells us we ought to be amazed every time we hear the gospel preached. And let's be real. I'm not sure we are. Let's suppose you had a surprise exorcism at your church. Your pastor casts a demon out of a man who's screaming. I bet you'd be amazed. You pull out your phone, record the scene, and you'd be posting it all over social media to your friends. "Guess what happened at my church? Check out my post. Look, the kingdom of God is coming in power. You have to come and visit and experience it." Friends, we ought to have the same excitement when your pastor simply brings you the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Because when the gospel is faithfully preached, the kingdom of God is made manifest and the Holy Spirit is at work. And when that happens, I guarantee you, we are truly taking our enemies seriously. And we need not get worked up seeing a demon behind every tree and bush. Jesus Christ is in our midst, and we can watch the powers of darkness get defeated over and over again every week as we look to Him in faith and turn away from this present darkness. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.